Oh, look at us, we're in love and happy and not dead inside. Get fucked, both of you.
That chick that you just seen hating, on her Instagram and social media, she's the happiest person alive. But in real life, she's fucking pathetic, miserable, and bitter, and hating on anybody who looks like they have a happy life or a happy relationship, something that she'll probably never have, due to her thotting around, if I had to guess, or due to other various toxic characteristics.
I just asked this nigga, like, so you pulling up in this and you ain't got no girl? He talking about my wife over there. Look what she driving, okay?
What are the chances that the wife was driving that car based on something she built in the world, based on accomplishments she achieved? Or what are the chances that the guy that was driving the, whatever the fuck that was, Ferrari or whatever it was, just bought her a nice whip too? Me personally, I'm going with the latter. And I'm sorry, that loud ghetto bitch is never pulling the dude in the Ferrari unless he a drug dealer. And even then, the drug dealer probably got better options. But hey, at least she shot her shot. I'll give her that. Okay, this next clip is Amber Rose trying to shoot her shot at Kevin Durant. And what does she have to offer? Intellectual conversation? I think not. A good, genuine heart? I think not. She has the same thing every other thought has to offer. Her body. Look at this ass, Kevin. Caught you. Was you looking? That's sad that you need that male gaze to feel like you're worth something in this world. Of course he looked. He a man. It doesn't mean you're special. It doesn't mean he's going to put a baby in you. It doesn't mean he's going to wife you. You got butt cheeks. Whoop-de-doo. This is a mother, by the way. A mother.
Why don't relationships last in today's generation?
Because you literally don't fucking put
because
that shit.
I people are lazy as fuck.
Sorry, ask them why do they get upset in an environment like this when a man approaches them? Like a guy spoke to a woman earlier and she got upset. She got an attitude because he asked if she was single.
Don't put a camera.
Like, what's the point? That's a good question. Why do women get upset when a guy approaches them?
I wonder how often drunk women assault people and don't ever get in trouble for it. They think they could just slap cameras out of people's hand, you know, punch motherfuckers, kick motherfuckers, throw drinks on people and no consequences. And she gonna keep doing it. Cause she ain't running to the right one who gonna knock that jaw loose. I ain't saying I'm wishing that on her, but I'm just saying it could happen. I wouldn't shed no tears.
Let me put it into perspective, right? So this whole idea of, oh, men and women should be 50-50. The whole idea of, oh, I want to be independent inside a relationship is basically contradictory, because the whole idea of a relationship is to become interdependent.
Facts.
So if I'm in a relationship with a woman, I'm not independent. Why do you want to be independent so bad?
Yeah.
Because they're just dingbats following trends, following memes, saying shit that they hear other women say. It's trendy. That's the only reason. Women don't care about the intricate details. Women don't care about, you know, the origin of certain things or what words mean. They don't care. Whatever's trendy, they're going to roll with it. Here we go with the violence again. I'm sure it's fake. But here's the thing. Something like that, women would be thinking about that for the rest of the year. If a guy came in for a kiss, or at least a guy that she found attractive. Well, you know what? I'll take that back. Even if an ugly guy came in for a kiss and then curved her like that, it would have her questioning herself. Like, damn, if an ugly guy tried to kiss me but then said, psych, am I lower value? Am I ugly? It don't take a lot to get a woman questioning her whole existence. Let's go over a Reddit post.
My wife works from home and it's kinda driving her mad. I can definitely understand her feelings, as I too worked from home during the lockdown and it's really not for me. We were talking about this and she said she felt I didn't contribute enough to the housework and she felt that was making her feel overworked. Immediately I said that wasn't true because, well, it isn't. I do the vast majority of the housework. I cook most of our meals, prep, and pack every single one of our lunches 3 days in advance, often.
So you already in a bitch position. If you cooking and cleaning and doing prep work and packing lunches for 3 days in advance, yeah, you're already in that beta bitch position. You basically in her role. So she probably lost respect for you a long time ago. And then the fact that y'all both working from home, a lot of relationships ended when that whole demic happened. Because you got to just really sit around the motherfucker. And you realize you really don't like him anymore. So that's probably playing a factor too. And I wouldn't be surprised if she cheating. Even though it might be kind of hard since y'all both working from home. But when bitches start making up fights that don't make sense, it usually means she fucking somebody else.
Leave breakfast ready for her, do the dishes every time I cook, she does help me sometimes, but rarely does them on her own, clean the bathrooms once a week and binge clean the house on Saturdays/Sundays. I'm not saying, nor did I tell her, that she does nothing, but it frankly makes no sense for her to tell me I don't do enough housework when I almost 100% cover two of the most commonly controversial house duties, cooking and dishes, on top of helping with everything else.
And that's why your relationship ain't going good. You gotta maintain some type of masculine frame. You know, you can help with housework from time to time, but don't let her see you doing it. It just make her lose respect for you and see you as a bitch.
She was immediately mad at, but I tried to steer the conversation more into, if you are stressed out over work and housework further stresses you out, okay, that's fine. Everyone relates to that and I'm sorry, but she stayed mad at me for stating the obvious fact that I do more housework than she does. She continued by saying I wasn't supporting her like she expected, and I was like, I am trying to support you, but you expected me to, what, stay quiet and take the blame for something that is not my fault, so she...
You sound like a little kid. See, when women bring up some bullshit, and then you end up apologizing, she just gonna go harder. She gonna punish you for being a weak man. It was a shit test and you failed, so now she gonna go harder. You was supposed to say, man, that don't even make sense. I clean all the time, man. Get out of here with that. I ain't about to go back and forth with you. And then leave out the room. But you fed into it, and then you got to the point where you was apologizing when she was the one on bullshit. See where you went wrong?
Stood up and left, and didn't want to continue discussing the subject. I later tried to talk to her again and she said she had already heard enough, acting like I was being an asshole for basically not letting myself be pushed around with a lie. Then didn't...
She did what you were supposed to do. Get up and walk away and say you had enough. Yeah, you the wife and she the husband. That's the problem.
Want to hug me or kiss me goodnight. I wasn't even trying to be right instead of helping her. It was more like, hey, man, babe, that's not entirely true. And then it just escalated from there. How do I resolve this if she's not even willing to see she actually was unfair with me for a moment there?
You're not going to be able to solve it, probably. It sounds like she's sabotaging the relationship. So I think it's time to have that conversation if she want to do this or not. Start mentally preparing yourself. I just say that.